Let's go beyond the playbook this morning with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, we've got the Bills heading across the country to take on the Seattle Seahawks. All right, they don't play all that often, but there must be some history between these two teams.
Yeah, they sure don't. These are two teams that have only played each other 12 times in nearly 40 years. Last time the two faced off was 4 years ago in one of the loathed Toronto games, and it was definitely one to forget as Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson put up four touchdowns to lead the Seahawks to a 51-17 annihilation of the Bills. That might as well be ancient history, but if the Bills have any hopes to come back this season and their record playoff drought, they're going to need to start Monday night sitting at 4-4 with a bad conference record, which won't do them any favors as they try to channel their inner Sir Edmund Hillary looking up at the steepest of climbs to reach the playoff mountain base camp. But before anyone accuses me of being overly dramatic, you have to take a look at the current standings. The Bills are likely going to need to go no worse than 6-2, possibly even 7-1 to break their historic playoff drought. But in sports, nothing is impossible.
All right, so then if they are going to climb that mountain, if they are going to get 6-2 or 7-1, then it's got to start with the Seahawks game, doesn't it? What about it? How do you see this game playing out?
Defense, first and foremost, they're going to need to rebound from a brutal performance last week against the Patriots. It'll absolutely help that they're not facing the offensive juggernaut that is New England. In fact, Seattle might be just what they need. The Seahawks aren't very good on offense. They rank 29th out of 32 teams in scoring, which works out well for the Bills, as it's their pass defense in particular that's really looking to bounce back. Again, this matchup sets up well, as Russell Wilson has gone three games without a touchdown in. And if the defensive backfield can once again find their footing, should allow the defensive line to play to their strength, get some pressure behind the line of scrimmage, and continue to try to build upon their league lead in sacks. But just as the defensive matchup looks great for Buffalo, it's evened out by a tough matchup for the Bills' offense. We all know they've struggled. If they plan to come away with a win on Monday, they're going to need to do so against the league's third-best defense. It'll be no easy task. So to sum it up, if the Bills' defense can play to their potential and if the offense can come up with just a couple big plays to even slightly exceed expectations, Bills have a decent shot.
All right, that's the game. What about the season and, moreover, the organization? You've made some comments and recent additions of Beyond the Playbook about the team and their long-term prospects. At the halfway point of the season, what do you see?
Well, as just about everyone knows by now, sports fan or not, the Chicago Cubs broke their 108-year championship drought with an epic World Series Game 7 win. So you're asking, what does this have to do with the Bills? More than you think, actually. So stay with me here. We're really going to go beyond the playbook and start by looking at the Cubs' winning percentage until 2011. It was just a bit under 500 over the previous 20 years. So, in other words, they were just like the 7-9 or 8-8 Bills that we've come to expect as a given each and every year. But unlike the Bills, something happened in 2011 that changed the course of history for Cubs fans. They hired 37-year-old Theo Epstein as president of baseball operations. Epstein came to Chicago after a tenure as Boston Red Sox GM, in which they broke their own championship drought. Despite being 3 years removed from a Cubs division title, he tore it down, reshaped the organization. Yes, it took 3 years of bottom-out losing, but 5 years later, they're world champions. And as I pushed the rebuild lately, I really wanted to illustrate for listeners such a perfect sports case study in rebuilding, which is why I think it's worth drawing that connection for Bills fans. It's no guarantee, but the reward definitely outweighs the risk when making the argument for a creative and strategic shift in Buffalo. So as we take stock, the Bills are on track to finish 7-9 or 9-7 or 8-8 again, the football equivalent of so many of those Cubs seasons before. But as Chicago showed the sports world, it took a bold vision to illuminate the light at the end of the tunnel. And we're going to see if ownership takes stock through these final 8 games and realizes they too can be bold. So, hey, maybe they should find out if Theo Epstein likes football. But I guess for the here and now, it's on to Seattle and Monday Night Football.
All right, and that means we get to talk to you bright and early Tuesday morning with another Beyond the Playbook.
Thanks, Jay.